Winslow Homer and his brother Charles traveled to Quebec several times in the 1890s and 1900s to canoe along the Saguenay River. Stephanie Herdrick.
Homer family folklore tells us that this painting records particularly scary trip down the rapids of the river. And we see Homer's brother, Charles, in the center of the canoe, clutching the sides. This painting was left unfinished in Homer's studio at his death.
Notice, for example, that the hands of the figure in front are positioned to hold an oar, but the oar was never filled in. And the figure in back is lacking facial features, though you can see Homer's chalk sketch lines indicating his plans for the composition.
In the background, parts of the wave and the rapids are also left unfinished. But Homer's family felt that the painting was complete in its essential details and donated it to the Met after Homer's death in 1910.
We can only guess at how Homer might have completed the work.
The idea of men on the water, challenged by nature, of course, is a theme that we've seen throughout the show and so important in Homer's life. So I think it's especially poignant that that is the subject of his last picture and that it remains unfinished. There's this, again, sense of imminent threat by nature, a sense of danger, and yet it's unresolved. The subject is unresolved and the painting itself is unresolved.